Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and...
Yes. The 23rd number of summer. You got the baby in the background hollering?
Oh, she's not hollering.
We need a 23rd number of summer for her. Mary's going to leave the 23rd number of summer.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read number 23rd, number 1. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mary. Mm-hmm. That Mary read 23rd, number 1. I want to say to you tonight, we got cold weather all over the country, and I have prophesied that, I don't know if you should write that down. Turn your book, write that down. The prophecy for 2023, I'm working on it. I'm going to see you share.
I'm here.
God bless you tonight. How's the weather in Minnesota, Sherry?
30 degrees below zero wind chill.
Ooh, that's cold. Well, don't worry, it's cold in Chicago. All the way down to Mississippi, to Texas, we got cold weather. And it's just over in the States. Since this is a $1 billion flow night, I'm encouraging people to go into business going into 2023. And if they got a need, they can plant a seed in our ministry. But Cheryl, I want you, if you go to your piano.
Yes.
I want you to sing us a little song to hear how it sounds. Is I'm coming through clear?
Yeah, pretty clear tonight.
That's good. Because sometimes it's just storming, it don't come in clear. Before you sing your song, what song are you going to sing for us tonight?
What song am I going to sing?
Yeah.
Silent Night.
Okay, a couple of bars. I ain't ready for you to do it yet, but just get ready. Well, when I say I'm bringing Sherry all the way from Minnesota to do a couple of songs, I'm going to let you have them. Because if this can work, we're going to have a song every show, have you to do some songs to lift these people up. But one of the things that I'm saying tonight, this is a $1 trillion flow. Trillions of dollars being spent on the outside of this country, and people are starving in America. People don't have nowhere to sleep. Vietnam and veterans that come back, they sleeping outside in tents in Chicago, California, most of these cities, because people that's in power are not caring. Now, my whole problem with the Democrat and Republicans, they can get together. They can get together and give $1.85 billion to Ukraine. The same Republican Democrats can't get together to ban the assault weapons that are killing children in the schools. There's something wrong with the picture. It's something wrong with Democrats and Republicans not passing a bill to end the assault weapons that's killing our youth. So, and one of the things I'm saying tonight in the $1 trillion flow is trillions of dollars being made, and those countrymen is getting the money. That the money, what happened in Sandy Hook? What happened in Ohio? What happened in Illinois? The salt rifles, those rifles made in war. They don't need to be on the streets of Ohio, the street of Detroit, the street of Minnesota, the street of St. Paul, the street of Arkansas, Michigan. Those guns are not made to be on the streets for citizens. These guns are made for war. They just let a man out of prison they had, and he sold thousands of them assault weapons to different groups over the world. They let a millionaire out of jail, got a fleet of planes. They let him out for a basketball player. That's the mentality. The Marines had fought for this country, but they kept him in jail. Something is going on in our government that's not right. Something is going on with these people we put it off. Right now we got a Republican guy live. Now he's getting ready to be a senator. He lied about his birth, lied about his family, all of that. Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. Tonight, we celebrate Christmas. Jesus is leaving for the season. And tonight, it's time for all of us to get on board. My prophecy was flood, storms, and tornadoes back to back. And they're happening. We had floods. In Memphis, low flip, down in Mississippi, Arkansas, all down there, it's freezing. This is the kind of weather that's going on. God's trying to get your attention, to let you know man got to repent from the sin. He got to repent from the negativity. The wages of sin is death. To give God eternal life. I got Sister Sherry all the way from Minnesota, up in St. Paul. She says 1 degree. And she's a musician at her church. So I have to let her do something on our thing. Sherry, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead on.
Okay, let's hope that comes through good. Come through?
Sure, I
Hello?
Enjoyed that, what you sung, and tomorrow night, I want you to sing it, tomorrow night, when we come on for our divine healing. That was so nice. It was so
You
rich.
Heard it good, huh?
It sounds so good. And I so appreciate
good.
That, and I know I see people got their hands up clapping, so they enjoy what you did. That's what the sheriff St. Paul. And she's going to be on tomorrow night. She's going to do the whole thing tomorrow night because this is the Christmas season. I want to thank you for that, Sister Sherry. God bless you. And you got a gift, and we're going to make sure that people can hear you across this nation, down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, wherever, because that was a beautiful piece. I just sat back and said, I'm glad it come through so clear. And I want to say this is Friday night. This is the last month of the year of 2022. And we're talking about economic development. We're talking about business. And I want to encourage Sherry to even write a song. And I got some people that can help put it on tape for you. And I'm going to nurture your gift where we can do something with it. And I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins that reads every night faithfully in the Dr. King movement. She reads for the Dr. King movement. She reads for the C. Abraham. And I want to thank all of you that come in to talk about what's going on. Brother White talked about the wisdom invention. And Pearl give a testimony of what's going on. And I will tell you tonight, there's so much evil going on. But the wage of the sin is death, gift of God. I want to say to you tonight, get ready for a change. a physical change and a spiritual change. Now, I prophesied there will be an earthquake in California, but there will be another one. I'm going to say it again, back to back. Now, I already said the Midwest will get a blizzard, and they're getting it now. So I'm going to say this, you might not like it, back to back. What come on, it's going to come again. God is trying to get your attention. And when God gets your attention, you obey. The word obey, God. Now, I want to tell you tonight, going into the last month, I want you to get your seed in. I want you to plant a seed. I want you to think about what you want God to do for you in 2023. As that you plant your seed, go to my website, that's theseedabrahamwebsite.com, or you can write me at Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. That's the Seed of Abraham. Now, if you would like to send me an instant, you said, Bishop, I want, one lady called me, Mary, and she said, Bishop, I planted a seed in your ministry that I can save my house. Whenever she mailed that letter, it hadn't got to me. She come and they saved her house. See, God makes things happen when you plant a seed. See, the widow woman, when the prophet came to the widow woman house, and he said, I need something to eat. He said, I got one whole cake. We're going to eat it and die. But he said, give it to me. She obeyed the prophet. And she fed the whole community. Every time she gets some meal after bath, it come up out the bottle and the oil. I want to tell you tonight, this is your seed time. Seed and harvest. You plant the seed, you're going to get a harvest. See, when Moses went to Mount Sinai, he was 40 years old, going through the wilderness. But when he got there, God gave him assignment. Go back and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And I'm telling you tonight, lots of it bound by witchcraft, you bound by demonic spirits. You're bound by everything. And our young folks now is gambling online for football games and basketball games. The kids are running a boy over $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 because they're gambling on the computer, online, on these basketball games, football games. That's a sin and abomination for God. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Children are being taught. We had two 13-year-old girls that took some drugs. They had to bring the get it out, to pump it out of them. 13 years old. So I'm concerned about the drugs flowing into America. I'm concerned about the guns. Who's making the money off of the guns that are being sold or wherever they get them from? Who's making the money? The Rifle Association and the politicians that let them go through. Now, I want to ask the question tonight, why that we are not stopping the weapons that's coming into America? The handguns with a 100-round clip. One of the assault weapons got a 100-round clip. Here's a pistol, automatic gun, got a 100-round clip. Violence got to stop. Dr. King said it. Dr. King said, if we don't stop the violence, we will destroy ourselves. Our youth being killed, you name the town, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Inwood, Texas, young youth, black, white, and brown being killed because of the influx of guns that in America. There's more guns in America than hamburgers, you know, lots of hamburgers. Well, what I want to say to you, I want to thank Sister Sherry for that silent night. It was refreshing. And I want to thank you tonight that if you got a need, you plant a seed. See, when the Hebrew boys got in trouble and they wouldn't bow. Now, what I'm talking about, Brother White, when Meshach and Abednego and that bad Negro wouldn't bow, they just cut the heat up, make the oven a little bit hotter. So then when they made it hotter, the man couldn't go around. They put him in there. They looked at that. That was three, but it's four in them, the Holy Ghost, because they seated in prayer. What you need tonight, God will give to you, but you got to ask God for what you want and tell God what you want him to do for you. I'm praying tonight for those that lost loved ones, those tornadoes came back to back and they're coming back again, and all down through the coast, it's going to be floods. Up in the north, it's going to be snowstorms back to back. There's an earthquake going to hit, a tsunami going to hit China. I'm prophesying now. And in Alaska, earthquake, never had an earthquake in Alaska. We're going to get one, and we're going to get one in Russia. The earth is shifting. Mother Earth is shifting and mad because of the evil being done to Mother Nature, chemtrails, and people falling dead with heart attack and stroke. That's not normal. People have to wear masks because of disease. That ain't normal. That's a demonic spirit, people. Those are demonic demons have been cut loose. But if we pray, God can turn it around. If we make our mind up to declare that we saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. When you know that God has brought you this far, you can't stop. You got to continue. Praise the name of the Almighty God. It might be in song. It might be in testifying. It might be in helping. There's so many people homeless. It really shocked me that the Democrats and Republicans passed a bill over $1 trillion out of this country. When we need, let me tell you what we need here. We need education for our children. We need housing for some of our people. We need centers for them, the homeless. Now, how can you justify sending money somewhere else? And right here, they can't get a piece of bread or what? It's a serious something going on that the taxpayer paid for things to be better in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and all over America, but it's getting worse because the leadership is not taking the business of saving, stop the killing, save the babies. It's important to understand the $1 trillion flow. And you got to understand, when I say the $1 trillion flow, I'm talking about money to build hospitals. Over in Hammond, Indiana, right now as I speak, the church want to close down the hospital and move somewhere else because of economic. But the hospital always should be free. Medicine should be free. But they have took everything we get, we got to buy. The whole structure got to change. You see what happened in Hawaii. There's a volcano and the lava was coming out. You can't stop God. That's making new land. That every time you have one, it's islands pop up. So we've come a long way, like Dr. King said, but we do have a way to go. And we have to go in love and peace. We got to understand that we got to help our brothers and sisters that caught up. They're caught up on dope, on drugs. We got to look how we can help to bring love into the world. That's what we got to do. We all got to look how can we help bring love into the world. Because we need to do that because so much going on. So much negativity going on. As negativity going on, we got to take it and turn it back around. And the only way you turn around, John, when you read the Bible, it tells your friend not thyself evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. So what it's saying to us, we have to get together, open up doors that we might help people, people that need help. People right now don't have nowhere to stay. People in Somalia, some of them starving. We just spend $1 trillion on fighting. But what about helping the veterans that fought in Vietnam and Korea, fought in the World War, and they haven't seen a dentist or a doctor. And we have kicked them to the side to help some other people which ain't paid a dime in tax. Now, you hear what I'm saying? Somebody got to change what they're doing, and we got to help American people that's already here. We can't bring nobody else in here. One of the things happened, how can you bring people into America and they got diseases and they got the COVID and all of that? We trying to clear this stuff up. Something wrong with Mexico letting them people come through there. They should be stopped in Mexico. And then they should be screened for their health. Okay, see what's going on. So we got a fight that's going on. And the black man got a double fight because like everybody else was free, we still didn't get reparation. And whoever going to run for president the next few years, he got to call out, is he going to give the black man what we need, our reparation? If he don't do that, I can't cast my vote with him. I got to cast a vote with somebody saying, Bishop, we're going to give you what your ancestors worked for in Mississippi, Arkansas, because when you talk about 6 million Jews, what about 100 million blacks were killed? And ain't nobody said nothing about it. 300 blacks were killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and been 100 years before they even talked about it. It's a cover-up. It's been a cover-up for a while. But only God, glory, hallelujah, will bring the truth out in 2023. If some doors going to open up, you're going to see some things in 2023 that you never seen before. People being healed by the divine word of God. I said by his word. They ain't got to take no medicine. When the man said you healed, you're going to walk out with a new heart, a new liver, a new lungs. Some people think it's all right. It's natural for you to have a heart attack. It's natural for you to have a stroke. That's the tool of the devil, tool of God. God to be fruitful and multiply. And the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God, eternal life. And you got to run the evil that took over your body and took over your mind tonight. And you said, I want to admit, we had about 10 police in Chicago commit suicide. You got to go to God. You got to go to God. 14th chapter, St. John, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, love me, my Father, I've been a man. You got to go to God for your healing. Oh, the devil is busy taking them out. Children robbing and killing. But God can change it. Prayer can change this stuff. And we got to go with prayer for the change of what's going on with us. Now, Dr. King brought out something when he talked about that it's got to be a political change. It got to be an economic change. That's money. And that got to be a spiritual change, a religious change, that the ministers got to preach what they read. they got to be able to, if they preach it, they got to go in the street and exercise it. There's a big fine church on the corner. There are 5-10 people on the street sleeping under blankets. How come that church don't take them in? Okay. Got church a block long, $1 million ministry, radio and TV, but you can't help the ones that fought in Vietnam and Korea, and some that fall between the cracks because of the tax and all that's going on, okay? Now, I don't know who running, all the people running for mayor of Chicago, but ain't none of them said nothing about reparation. They said they're going to fight for reparation. Ain't none of them. So I ain't voting for none of them. Done. I hear somebody say, Bishop, we're going to vote and we're going to lobby for reparation in America. You can't do it from Mississippi. I think it got to be dead because what happened, I'm going to explain that to you. We are Native Americans, black. That means that our ancestors came over here from Africa in chains. In 1860 on, they came over and they were, reason they couldn't get no land, they had voted them to be less than animals. Our people was like dogs and cats. That's the way the white folks did it. So when white folks came over from Europe, they gave them land, they gave them money, they gave them education. I know y'all don't want to hear this, but this is the truth. If you don't know where you come from, where you know where you're going. Catholic Church come and talk to some people, and then they did the King James Version, changed the book of the Bible. Some of it is not real, and some of it is not what you really want to know. You got to try the Spirit by the Spirit. Know that's the Spirit of God. Some of the stuff going on, you think it's all right. You think it's normal for you to die for a heart attack and a stroke. You think it's normal for you to go get drunk. It ain't normal. That's the money. Your young folks smoking dope, taking pills, not made in this country, made over in these other countries, made in China, and brought to Mexico, and shipped into California, New York, Chicago. And our children get the pills, dying like flies. They overdose. Well, you said, Bishop, what you got to do? You got to put a stop to the guns that's flowing in. If Washington trying to go to the moon, they can't control the dope and the guns coming to America. In every city of America, they got blood on their hands because of the rape, the robbing, the killing, the lynching. 100 years of lynching. Ain't nobody never said, stop the killing, save the baby. The $1 trillion flow will help you go to the next level economically. For you to start your business, for you to reach out for people to come in and help you. Dr. King said that we can't go nowhere until we understand the big lie was told. And I want to tell Brother White, a guy told me to sit down at the punch bowl, they're bears eating humans. There are bears down there, and the white folks won't even go down in that swamp, where thousands of blacks were put there and was murdered. Because when they got out of slavery, they put them in the camp that we're going to kill y'all and murder them. Ain't nobody talked about that. That's wicked. That's evil. You talking about Hitler evil. This is the evil that y'all, that people trying to cover up. If Hitler was evil, What about them that killed 100,000 people right there in Matthews, Mississippi, and the black Matthews, Mississippi don't even know it. Some of the whites don't know it, but the old timers know it. What happened to Tulsa, Oklahoma, that the black business was burned, killed, the church, and the government waited 100 years, and Mike Gummins said, well, I agree, but he didn't get Tulsa nail dollar. Where is the reparation for the white group, the white mob, burned and killed over 300 people in Tulsa, Oklahoma? I know y'all don't want to hear that. They call it Black Wall Street, but if it happened in Oklahoma, if it happened in Mississippi and the Delta, and Alabama and Mississippi, is going on now in a different way. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. So what you talking about? You got to bring prayer in the scenario. You got to bring God into this way to make it work. Man can't do it by itself. The house you got gonna flood. The house you think you got, the tornado gonna blow it away. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And I want to tell you tonight, I don't know what you're doing, but going into 2023, the have ain't been told, but God gonna bring it out. They making weather. Let me say it again. They're making weather up in elements. I can make one to the moon. Right now, as I speak, they can take animal blood and make animal meat. We're going to start eating meat out of lab. Wicked people do wicked things. Evil people do evil things. We got to come back to doing what God wants us to do. And God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make no mistake. He made man and woman be fruitful and multiply. God did that. Man had lied and said, God didn't do it. I did it. Man had lied and said, it's all right for two men to marry. He lied. So the big lie, the Bible says the devil is a father of lies. Come out of her. Come out of Lodabar. Because Lodabar is going to be destroyed. Do you think it's something that all over the world is storming and flooding? Because of wicked people doing wicked things. You got evil people in high places trying to make a lie the truth. A lie is a lie, and the truth is the truth. And that's very important for you to understand. It's still going to change. But like you said, we're going to overcome.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the palace.
We shall overcome, because Dr. King said it, I believe it, we shall overcome. So I want to tell you tonight, we have one. Dr. King said, I want to thank those that participate, and I want to thank Sister Kim out of Detroit. Thank you for planting your seed for 2023. And I want some of you got a need to plant the seed. And you know, when you plant the seed, things happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want it to happen for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want you to look that when God is in it, I believe if you see, you're going to get a harvest. And I want you to plant a seed for 2023. I don't know what you want. God knows your heart. But when you plant a seed, your harvest is going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. I see 27 people. Spirit just showed me. 27 people, if you get your seed in, going into 2023, no pain, no problem. I see somebody got a want to do surgery. They said, wait till next year. Somebody's trying to get their house business together. And somebody got to see by the death. I'm seeing that. But the Spirit said, if you see, you can speak the word, God going to make it happen in the astral. Father God, I come right now. The Spirit of Bishop Mason just walked in the room. Father God, I come right now. Move every witchcraft spirit, every demonic spirit of the mind. Touch every man, every woman. I move that evil, dark spirit, Michael, Raphael, and the archangel. In the power of God, I heal that mind, that leg. Somebody had a problem with the leg, cramp. I'm in Revelation now. Somebody had a problem with their left shoulder. And somebody got, I'm moving that. The cancer off of your breast, that breast cancer, that lung cancer, prostate cancer, in the that witchcraft that's still up on this person. I see somebody got a witchcraft spell set up on this man and this woman. But as I speak tonight, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I found demon spirit. Go back to hell where you come from. Oh, in the name of that woman, I want to come out and heal. I'm praying for that healing for that boy, that girl. Mama don't know. That mother is so upset. The wage of sin is death to get to God. And I pray for every mother lost somebody. Father God, touch right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the power of the Almighty God, taking over right now and changing things for 2023. I say. Our ancestors stood up. We can't stop. We can't stop at him. We got to have freedom flow. We got to have the reparation. They got to give us what the hell. You see the man come from the crane. He came to the White House to plead his case. Now, we got to come to the White House and plead our case for our ancestors. Because our ancestors built America. We did the plumbing. We did the brick, man. We did the roads. We did the garden, took care of the baby. The black man made this country rich because of free labor. It's time for them to pay up. It's time for them to give us what they owe us. This guy come all the way, say he won't help. How can you help somebody long distance? You can't help nobody in your own house that needs to eat, that needs a job, that need to come out in this cold weather in a tent. We got all kind of buildings we can open up. Changes in 2023 gonna take place. I told you, I'm gonna say it again. Get your, you need something for your house. You need an alternator. Mr. White, you know what I'm talking about. Need it where if the lights go out, you kick it on. Because they're going to go out. I'm prophesying. You got home, see about getting your generator to your house where you cut on your property or something. Make sure you stay in an apartment building. Ask the people what they got so the lights go off for a week or month. If they ain't trying to do nothing, you need to move out of that apartment. Get one where they've been here. Because 2023, tornadoes, flood, the storm ain't over. It's coming back. Earthquake in California coming back. And other places that you ain't seen is coming back. You have to get ready.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power. Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You.
Don't forget, we have watch meetings. 10 o'clock in Detroit. Exodus 14:14. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor at watch meeting. Tomorrow night, Divine Healing. On Saturday, Divine Healing. Thank you, Sister Sherry. You came through real good. Thank you, Sister Mary Hawkins. Thank you, Sister Kim. And Detroit and Atlanta will be on from 11 to 1:30, watching tonight. In Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Minnesota will be on from 10:30 to 12:30. Watch me tonight. So get your stuff and be at home. You ain't got to get shot at or get shot. You can be at home. So much violence going on.